Random House Audio presents Eventide by Kent Harif. Read for you by George Hearn. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Henry F. Light. Eventide, the time of evening. Evening. Part 1, Chapter 1. They came up from the horse barn in the slanted light of early morning. The McFerrin brothers, Harold and Raymond. Old men approaching an old house at the end of summer. They came on across the gravel drive past the pickup and the car parked at the hog wire fencing and came one after the other through the wire gate. At the porch they scraped their boots on the saw blade sunken in the dirt, the ground packed and shiny around it from long use and mixed with barn lot manure, and walked up the plank steps onto the screened porch and entered the kitchen where the 19-year-old girl, Victoria Rubidoux, sat at the pinewood table feeding oatmeal to her little daughter. In the kitchen, they removed their hats and hung them on pegs set into a board next to the door and began at once to wash up at the sink. Their faces were red and weather-blasted below their white foreheads, the coarse hair on their round heads grown iron-gray and as stiff as a roached mane of a horse. When they finished at the sink, they each in turn used the kitchen towel to dry off. But when they began to dish up their plates at the stove, the girl made them sit down. "There's no use in you waiting on us," Raymond said. "I want to," she said.